Gym Candy by Carl Duker. Narrated by Kyle McCarley. Part 1. Chapter 1. My earliest memory is of an afternoon in June. I was 4 years old, and I was in the backyard with my dad. He'd just bought me a purple and gold mini football. My first football. He'd marked off an area of our backyard with a white chalk line. "Here's how it works, Mick. You try to run there," he said, pointing behind the line, "and I try to stop you." He shoved the mini football into the crook of my arm, led me to the far end of the yard, went back to the middle, got down on his knees, and yelled, "Go!" I took off, running toward the end zone. Our backyard is narrow. His arms are long, and even on his knees, he could move fast enough to catch a 4-year-old. Time after time, I ran, trying to get by him, but he never let me have anything for nothing. Not even then. Over and over, he'd stretch out one of his arms and tackle me. Sometimes the tears would well up. "There's no crying in football," he'd say, which I guess is a joke from some Tom Hanks movie, and he'd send me back to try again. And then I did it. I zigged when he was expecting a zag, and I was by him. I crossed the chalk line at the end of the yard, my heart pounding. I remember squealing for joy as I turned around. He was lying on the ground, arms reaching toward me, a huge smile on his face. "Touchdown, Mick Johnson!" he yelled. "Your first touchdown!" All those years, I believed that every kid in the neighborhood was jealous of me. And why not? I'd spent time at the houses of the boys on my block, Philip and Corey and Marcus. I'd seen their dads sprawled out on the sofa. Mostly they'd ignore me, but if they asked me something, it was always about school. I'd answer, and then they'd go back to their newspaper. These fathers drove delivery trucks, or taught high school, or worked in office buildings in downtown Seattle. They wore glasses, had close-cropped hair, and either had bellies or were starting to get them. Everything about them seemed puny. My dad was bigger and stronger than any of them. His voice was deeper, his smile wider, his laugh louder. Like me, he has red hair, only his was long and reached his shoulders. He wore muscle t-shirts that showed his tattoos. On one
sample complete. Ready to continue?